Darren Cherkey, the head volleyball coach with the Arweva Rockets, joining us here as we take a look back at the 2021 season. And Darren, as always, appreciate your time.
Yes, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate you guys taking the time out to, follow our kids and our athletics over here as well.
Coach, the Rocket season wrapping up here about a week or so ago in the postseason, falling over at Glidden-Ralston in the opening round of the Class 1A playoffs. Your first year as the head coach, your first year back on a volleyball bench for about 10 years or so. So kind of an interesting year for you and for the girls. How did you feel like it went overall?
You know what? Overall, the girls ended up and they kept improving on through the season and stuff. And, you know, I knew this year was going to be one of those years where it's kind of a feeling out period. And, you know, they're going to learn a little bit about me. And I'm going to learn a little bit about them. And, you know, there's a lot of talent on this team. And, you know, unfortunately we kind of hit some of those strides in later in the season, and we still couldn't come up with the big wins that we were hoping to, but you know, we kept improving and found out a lot about ourselves. So I thought it was a pretty good year.
Where did you see this team improve? What areas?
You know, it was tremendously in our passing game. I know there were still times, and there's still a lot of room for improvement in that. But early on in the passing game, which I thought would be a strength, ended up being probably our weakest point of our game. And, you know, when we've started to figure some of that out, we were able to do some of the things that we wanted to do all season long and be able to run some different plays and get people moving along the net so that, you know, people couldn't just set up, either outside or middle or backside. They had to kind of shift their defense. And when we were able to do that, it was a lot of fun to watch at times. And unfortunately, that starts with the pass. And if we can't get our passes there, it's very limiting as to what we can run as an offense. So our passing game kind of improved, and then we were able to run some Cs and, get some shifting going on in our front line and everything. And, you know, that's where we really started to see some of the improvement that, the team was able to make throughout the season. So,
Coach, you mentioned the struggles early in the season with the pass. I looked at this team, and I remember asking you over at Glidden at that postseason game, a lot of athletes on this team, but a lot of the kids had not really had a tremendous amount of varsity experience, coming into this season. And there's a big jump between seeing a ton of varsity time and being a starter and not, really seeing the varsity floor at all. Plus, you're playing different roles. You had to find new leaders on this team. So there was a lot of questions that kind of went into the season at the beginning of the year with this group.
That there was. These kids have relied on classes above them and everything else. And, they had to take on a different role this year. And for the most part, they were pretty good at that. And they just, I don't think they knew how to do it at first. And, the more the year went on, I started asking, the team some questions and where do we want to go? Are you willing to pay the price to get there and stuff? And you could see them really working hard in practice, and they understood that, it takes a little bit more, and it takes everybody as a team rather than, just a couple individuals here or there. It makes a big difference when everybody's involved, and then teams have to not rely on one person and not be able to defend one different aspect of the game. So that was what we wanted to preach, and it is a team game. So these girls came from the beginning of this year in that department.
Coach, was there a certain point of the season where you started to see things start to turn, the confidence gain, the pass game becoming a little bit better? Where did you feel like you started to see this team get to where you wanted them to be?
Well, after the Woodbine game, we really struggled on serve receive against Woodbine, and we went back to a lot of basics after that. And we said, okay, we have to figure some things out on our end of it. And it takes everybody to do that part. So we have to be able to pass, we have to be able to set, and then we have to be able to hit and attack. And the girls kind of bought into it a little bit, and you could really see that they were trying pretty hard to improve in those areas. And once we did, we were getting a few more kills here and there, and being able to do a few other things offensively and defensively. We were flying around and trying to dig anything and everything. So the energy level got better. And as well as I do, the momentum in this game is crucial to have on your side. And when you can kind of keep it over there, it makes it a lot better on everybody's part. So it's a very momentum game, and you have to try to keep that mo on your side. So when you can do that, it's going to be good.
Not a lot of size, not a lot of height on this team. How much did that affect you guys this year? Because you mentioned how important the pass is, but if you don't have a lot of size to create much of a block or get many touches, that puts even more pressure on that back row. And you guys, you hate to say it, just not much for tall girls.
No, there isn't. There isn't. And we told them that early in the year, and that's why we have to kind of move our and shift our front row when we're attacking. And unfortunately, teams were able to hit over top of us at times because of that lack of size. And we have some girls that can jump fairly well, but when they're the other team is has 6 footers or above and able to jump as well, it's not always easy to get touches and take some of that pressure off of that back row. And good thing that we have some mobility, and the girls are able to move defensively and still try to dig some of those balls that were being hit pretty well at them. And I thought overall we did a nice job of that and trying to keep the ball alive. And from there, it's just a unfortunately, we ended up having to scramble quite a bit at times. And that's something that we have to get a little bit better at. If we are going to scramble, we're going to have to still be able to attack, because when we were able to attack, teams weren't able to hit at us as much as what when we gave them something easy to play on the other side. And when they were able to do that, then it ended up being a good thing for us. So
You mentioned that to me a couple of times throughout the year, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. When this team swung and stayed aggressive at the net, it made things so much better for you. What did you feel like was good, about your team when you guys were able to swing?
when we're able to swing, I mean, we were attacking the sets aggressively. We stayed back on the ball, and we got there, and we were able to elevate. And when we were lazy to the ball and not getting behind it as much, we just didn't elevate, and then we'd end up having to adjust, and we'd hit a lot of balls out of bounds or out the back line and stuff. And when we were able to really aggressively go to each set, we actually got up, and you could just see the demeanor of the girls just change. You could see that aggressive swing coming, and when that happened, you just don't know where the ball is going to end up off of that, either the block or the back row person. So it put them in scramble mode rather than us, and that gave us an opportunity to possibly get a free ball or hopefully get a kill off of it. But, it is what it is. And, our girls, I think, really kind of understood that the last, probably about last quarter of the season, because, I was preaching it all season long, but it just kind of clicked. And when you saw it click, that's when things really changed.
Coach, I look at your guys' schedule and I look at the tournaments you go to. You go up to Shaler, to the Ridgeview Classic. You come to the Carroll tournament. You head down late to Camanita, to their tournament. And then you had to go back down the very next weekend for the Rolling Valley Conference tournament. But you look at those first three tournaments, you guys are playing against bigger teams, especially those first two and stuff. How do you feel like that affects your team, and how much do you think that it helps your team grow?
That is one thing that, people always ask, are you going to get out of those tournaments? And to me, I don't mind playing those teams, because it hopefully proves to the girls that, hey, this is where we want to be and this is where we want to get to. Now, to be able to get there, it's going to take a lot of work. And that is something that I've always believed. If we, their ultimate goal is to get over to Cedar Rapids to play at the state tournament. Well, it's going to take some effort and some work to get there. And those are the things that we have to end up doing to be able to get some of those teams together and compete against those guys. It doesn't matter if we lose against some of those teams. It matters if we are going out and competing and trying to get better.
Coach, which match? Was there a match this year that jumped out at you, or even if it was in a loss, where you felt like this team played the way you wanted it to this year?
There were actually a few, and it might not have been the whole match, but against ACGC down at the CAM tournament, they had the one girl that I think she's going to UNI, and I thought, that second game of that match, we came out and we played extremely well. I mean, we attacked, we dug things, and we really, I thought, played well in that single game. Granted, we didn't get a chance to play a third in that tournament, but that was a game that kind of showed us that we're able to do some of the things that we want to do. And, when you're able to play against a team like that, who I believe, I can't remember if they won the tournament or if they ended up getting second, but that was one of those matches that you just kind of stand out and say, hey, this is the way we need to play all the time. But, we're not big enough to be able to take a point or two off and still be able to compete. We have to compete at a high level all the time. And against some of those teams, you just really want to go out and let the chips fall where they may and have some fun.
Coach, this is a fun group of kids. I think they like to kind of goof and have a little bit of fun. Do you think that helps them kind of get relaxed and settle in? And did they get you involved in any of their pregame activities?
Well, absolutely. They always try to, and they always their goal is to try to make me smile or make me laugh. And it's one of those groups that they do have a lot of fun, and to stay relaxed for a lot of teams is to play more relaxed and not tense. And you could really tell when we kind of tensed up, and there were times where I'd bring them off to the side and we'd tell a joke rather than really telling them, hey, just go out and play. They by that time of the year they know what they're supposed to be doing. Sometimes you just have to get them to a sense of relaxation so that their bodies can move freely, rather than when you're tense, you just don't move as well. And You could kind of tell when we tensed up and when we were a little bit more relaxed. They were a fun group to be around and watch on the court as well. So
two seniors on this team is all Olivia and Sophie, both great kids, both fun. I remember teasing Olivia down at your match at Coon Rapids Baird this year. I said, how did you get stuck a video in the JV game? And she's like, I wanted to. So just fun kids that were willing to help you and this program out.
Yes, and that's just it. And they, you know, I wish there were some more times where we were able to get them in. Unfortunately, they could go to the back row and we had them serve quite a bit. And that's just it. Those two seniors were always willing to kind of step up and do something. And, you know, we're not a very big squad. So I didn't ever tell them that they had to do a certain job for, the JV stats or filming or anything. It was all on a volunteer effort. I just needed somebody to be able to do each of them so that the younger girls had an opportunity to see, you know, what they were doing as well. And, you know, they were willing to step up and take charge and do some of those jobs as well. And, you know, they're great kids, Sophie and Olivia. And, you know, you wish them the best in the future.
A lot of young talent coming back, a lot of kids that got some valuable experience this year and figuring out what their roles are going to be with this program in the future. Trista Reese, Timberland Cook, Elizabeth Bruner, Maggie Regaller, Jamie Houseman, Samantha Henners, Callie Bromert, Cora Obreck, and of course, Delaney Shirky. All of those kids saw the floor and saw it a lot this year. So the future got to look pretty good and look like it's moving forward with this program.
Yes, absolutely. And I think they're going to take that next step, hopefully next year, and understand, you know, kind of their roles coming in. And hopefully they take the challenge upon themselves and try to make themselves a little bit better throughout the off season. And, you know, when we get a chance to get into the weight room and work on some different things, you know, take those opportunities and make the most of them. So they're, like you said, they're a bunch of good kids, and they're hard workers. They just have to understand how different things translate to the court. And once they figure some of those things out, I think it's going to be a lot more fun to watch in the future.
Coach, I know the off season going to be really valuable and important for this team. What are some of the things that you're hoping to be able to do during the off season with this group, especially in the summer, to continue to kind of advance those skills?
Well, and those are things that they have to be willing to do. Just go out and find some camps that they want to go to, try to do some team camp stuff. We're going to try to look to see where we can kind of take some of these kids off to and see if we can't, you know, get to the point where, you know, we ended this season and begin next season with it and try to build from that yet from the preseason to our first game, see what we can do to continue to improve and maybe more of the mental aspect of the game and understanding each of our roles. And, you know, when you have opportunities on the court, try to make the most of it. So, you know, these girls are, you know, hard workers and they are very young. But, you know, I think that this year was a valuable experience for the majority of them. And hopefully they can just kind of continue to build.
Is the toughest thing, Coach, when you have such a small amount of kids to be able to find the time for them, simply because, you know, when I read through that name, that's a lot of the kids that are going to be your softball team in the summertime, which is when, you know, volleyball kids can get the most amount of work in. So they're also track athletes, they're basketball athletes. So this is a small group that's got to work on a lot of different sports kind of all at the same time.
That it is. And that's one thing that we've preached to all of our coaching staff, that understand that these kids are involved in everything. And we have to be willing to sacrifice, you know, a little bit of time here and there but not try to burn these kids out, because we need all of these bodies to be out for each of our sports and activities, and that is one thing that we've been trying to preach over here. The good thing is that there are different things that each of those sports kind of gives. Volleyball, basketball can teach them some lateral movements and stuff like that, defensively, and you get some jumping ability and stuff like that in there. Then you have track that gives you some of your bursts of speed, and there's things that help every sport, and we've been trying to preach that to these kids for a few years now, because we are a very small school and we need these kids to be out for a lot of our activities, and that is one of those good things that the kids have those opportunities to participate.
Well, Coach, as always, appreciate all your time during the season, here in the postseason and the preseason as well. We ask a lot of you coaches, and you guys sacrifice a lot of your own time to help us out with our coverage. So we appreciate everything you do for us throughout the preseason, regular season, and here in the postseason as well. As always, it's fun to get a chance to catch up with you, and looking forward to seeing you again here soon.
Yeah, well, we want to thank you guys for everything that you guys do for us as well, because without guys like you guys, that you and Tyler and everybody else on your staff that goes out and broadcasts these games, these kids wouldn't get nearly the publicity that they do, and you guys do a great job with that. So thank you for everything that you guys do as well.
Thank you. Head coach again, Darren Cherkey, with the Arweva Rocket Volleyball Program.